You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Can you come and save her? Let her believe it, get on her knees and pray her. Then pray her and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good. And it's so hard to do right when you do wrong, when I turn right, but you turn all the way.
Hensha, and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima. Energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative. Oh, thank you so much for joining us. I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad I'm here. And I'm especially glad that our guest, one of our very favorite people, is here too. Oh, I'm going to wish you a happy homeschool new year. No matter when you hear this, no matter what the date on the calendar says, it is time. Take this as your sign to have a happy homeschool new year. If you are homeschooling and you love it, then you will be even happier and love it even more. If you are homeschooling and you're struggling a little bit, our goal is for you to become happy homeschoolers. And if you are just starting out on your homeschool journey, we are here for you. Did you know that one of the most popular times that families start homeschooling is right after a break, especially the winter break? There are families who maybe they tried it in the fall and hoped for the best and then decided, we're going to homeschool. We're not going back to school after they tried it in the fall. Or we have people who plan. We're going to start off going to school in the fall while we get everything together, and then in the January, we're going to homeschool. So the beginning of the calendar year and the beginning of a school year are the two most popular times that families start homeschooling. So happy homeschool new year. And to help us with this is a fantastic friend and a fabulous guest. Would you please introduce yourself to us?
Yes, hello. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here, as always. I'm Jessica Johnson. I'm the owner and founder of Bold and Bright Academy in Las Vegas and Bold and Bright Academy Online, which is an online learning platform for homeschoolers for kids ages 2 to 10.
Wonderful. We're so glad you're here. Happy New Year.
You as well. I'm excited to talk to you. How are you?
You know, I'm really happy you're here, because whenever you're here, we know we're going to get some help, some encouragement, and some inspiration for our friends who listen, and I love it. So first of all, would you please tell us about Bold and Bright Academy?
Yes, so Bold and Bright Academy in Las Vegas, or Bold and Bright Academy online?
Both.
Okay, well, I taught in the school district in Las Vegas in Clark County, which is the fifth largest school district in the country, and quickly realized that that wasn't working for me or many of my students. So I left the school district and launched Bold and Bright Academy, which is a half-day preschool program that I run out of my converted garage. So we have small group classes for 3 to 5-year-olds. Teaching them all the preschool standards and focusing a lot on social-emotional learning. So when they do enter kindergarten, whether that's homeschooling or in the public school district, actually I'm adding kindergarten next year, so they most of my preschoolers who are graduating are just rolling into my kindergarten class next year. So they'll be ready for kindergarten either way. And then when I was looking to expand, I didn't really want to move out of my garage, and I wanted to see how I could build something that had kind of a greater reach. So I decided to go online, and I created Bold and Bright Academy online. And I started off with just me and my classes. I have pre-recorded classes, on-demand classes, and then I had my live preschool pals class. And then it's kind of grown over the years. So now we have 16 different teachers teaching on-demand classes on the platform, and we have two of us teaching live classes on the platform, and we have hundreds of on-demand classes and dance and music and science and reading and math and so much more. And we have printable curriculum, and then we have our live classes, which are now go up all the way up to 10 years old. And we even have a parent class, which is called Happy Homeschoolers, that will teach you what you need to know to have a happy homeschooling experience. So it's grown a whole lot throughout the years. It's always growing and expanding, and we'll probably go up to second grade next year. It's exciting. We're just trying to offer parents and families an affordable and easy option to get them on their homeschooling journey and give them a community where they can ask questions and learn and have all the resources they need to be successful.
How wonderful. I love it. Please go to second grade. Absolutely, please.
I think we will.
Yes, and keep going from then, you know.
Yeah. And I mean, it's great having the kids that started in preschool and now they're in first grade, and we're kind of moving up with that group as they grow, which is really fun.
It is. It's wonderful. And it's such a great socialization opportunity, too. You know, one of the things, and I should say this before I say anything else. Thank you. Thank you for trusting me to teach Happy Homeschoolers. Truly.
Oh, of course.
I mean, I really appreciate that opportunity, and I really enjoy teaching it. Thank you.
Oh, of course. I mean, having that class added was definitely something I was looking to do, and you were the person to do it. So we're so grateful that you could share your experience and your knowledge to help other parents as well.
Well, I'm excited to help parents right now, too, because one of the most common questions that we receive about homeschooling is socialization. You know, how, as if there's just a party all the time at public school, right? Like, you know, a lot of the time it's sit down, be quiet, listen, you know, so not like they're constantly just, you know, having a great conversation all day long for 8 hours. But I wanted to say something about socialization, and I think you're the perfect person to help us with this, because these live classes, you know, these children that started together at preschool, right, 2, 3, 4, and now they've been through the kindergarten and they age, and now they're in the first grade with primary pals, and some of them are headed to the second, and all of that is so wonderful because they really are friends. They are genuine friends. I mean, there are play dates and there are birthday parties, there are Zoom conversations and play dates, there are just all kinds of interactions between them beyond even the live classes. So how does your program promote homeschool socialization?
Well, they get to, like you were saying, they all the kids know each other now. And when new kids join, they kind of come into this this close group that is welcoming, and they kind of have built-in friends because, you know, they're small group classes. So they all really get to know each other and interact together. They're playing games together. They're learning and singing and dancing together. They're showing off their skills. We have show and tell. They have I mean, there's lots of opportunities for them to practice their public speaking, even if it's over the computer. But then they also just get to have a lot of fun together. And because they're learning and growing together, they do form close friendships. Like you said, they have birthday parties together and play dates online, and even the parents become close friends. So it just offers another opportunity for them to meet kids from other countries, other states, that they wouldn't normally get to. We have the options that they could join 2, 3, 4, 5 days a week. So whatever fits your schedule. And the kids get so excited to see their friends on the computer. Yes. And because they're all from different places, they all have such different experiences. They all come from different cultures. So they're really able to interact and learn a lot from each other while they're making really great friends.
Mm-hmm. And I think as we're talking about folks who are starting homeschooling, it's a really important question to answer. You know, socialization, we have you covered. You know, these are lovely families and really sweet, kind children, and your children will make friends instantly. And if you're a little bit worried about that, if that's just something that you're like, I want to do this, I want to homeschool, but I just absolutely encourage you to try it, because the children do truly have great friendships, and I'm amazed by that. I want to ask you, what are your words to encourage someone who right now is thinking about beginning to homeschool?
Well, I know that it can be a scary step to make. You might not feel confident in your own abilities. You might not know where to even start. But we're here to offer help. You know, we have parents who just started this year and who've been homeschooling for years. And we really like to learn from each other and help each other out. There's so many resources out there, so much more than when I was growing up and my mom was homeschooling all six of us kids. It's just a totally different landscape out there for homeschoolers now. There's so many different community options. It's not just one group choosing to homeschool. There's people from all walks of life and homeschooling for all different reasons. There's so many curriculum options out there. There's so much help out there now that there wasn't before, when homeschooling was a little more fringe, I guess you would say. So ever since COVID, people have really been looking for alternate schooling options once they kind of realized that their public schools maybe weren't as successful as they thought, and when they saw their kids learning from home and realizing that it was kind of a mess. So I think after COVID, a lot of people chose to homeschool, and it's honestly created some amazing communities and amazing resources, and it's something that's a lot more accessible than it used to be. So if you're thinking about making that leap, but you're scared that you might not know how to do it or what to do or where to even start, I just encourage you to get on, do some Googling, because there's so many fantastic resources. And I mean, we have our Happy Homeschoolers class right there. So just have some confidence in yourself and in your child, because you're going to be on this learning journey together, and none of us are perfect, but having that, I think going through this journey together with your child, it could be something that is really can form some close lifelong bonds for you guys. And don't be scared. Have confidence in your own ability.
Yes, that's a very important word. Don't be scared. Have confidence in your own ability. You know, there was a time when everyone was homeschooled. Like some of the founding fathers and inventors and musicians and composers and just people that we would think, oh, yes, this is a brilliant human being, they were homeschooled. They may have had tutors. They may have had governesses, or, you know, they may have had an apprentice system or whatever. But people were homeschooled in a huge number and did amazing and transformative things. So I think that comforts us too, that, you know, many people have been homeschooled successfully. When we think about right now, this moment, someone starting homeschooling, what do you think the most important thing they need to know would be?
I think know their why. Why are you choosing to homeschool? Because if it gets hard, you're going to have to come back to that and remember why you made this choice. Because it does include sacrifices in some ways. You know, both options, all options include sacrifices, whether you send them to school or you homeschool them, whether you send them to private school, they all kind of, you're deciding what's most important for you and your family. So make sure you know your why. So when it gets hard, you can fall back on that. And it can kind of encourage you to keep going. And I think just finding community is one of my biggest things, because going through anything alone is going to make it so much harder. But when you find that community that you're able to lean on, when you're able to have friends who are going through the same stuff you are, who understand what's happening in your home, and that's really going to be able to strengthen your resolve and just give community, so you can, you know, learn and understand and really make it the best experience you can.
Yes, very wise advice and insights. When one of the most common questions I hear, and I think it was one of the biggest reasons that we created Happy Homeschoolers. I mean, people said, oh, I would do it if I knew what to do, or how do you do this, or what do you do? And I would think the very first thing I want you to do, if you're thinking of homeschooling right now, you know, you're thinking, I just can't send them back. You know, they don't want to go. They're asking to be homeschooled. Every time there's a school shooting in the United States, homeschooling rises. There's just lots of reasons why people choose to homeschool. But this is one thing I would say. You must know the law where you are. You must take time, even if you join one of the membership organizations. And that's not a bad idea, because so often they will defend you if there's a problem, or they'll give you access to legal aid if there's a problem. But you must know what the laws are where you are. We can't know that for you at Bold and Bright Academy. All we can do is present you with a beautiful, wonderful program. But you've got to know what's legal in your province, your state, your nation, your country, your county, wherever you are. So take the time, please, to find that out. I mean, look at the laws of homeschooling in your state. There's some great groups on social media that have featured posts all about this. But wherever you are, please start the number one thing, because some people have found out, oh, they can't homeschool. Like, they realize, oh, they're in a place where you can't do that. Or other people have realized, oh, they have to get special dispensation to be able to do that. And then some people live in places where, yes, of course, if you have a fantastic program and curriculum and you're ready, you can do this. So we want you to start with that. What is possible and legal? Because the important thing is that your children have everything they need to have a bright future. You know, whatever college or military, trade, job, whatever they want to do, we don't ever want them to have a hindrance to doing it. So please start with the laws. That's my caveat for today. Start with
absolutely
what is legal. And then once you do that, how would they find Bold and Bright Academy and get started learning more about you?
They can visit boldandbrightacademyonline.com. And that will have all of our class descriptions and more information on the program and how to get started. You could also schedule a meet and greet with me or Miss Angie, our other PALS teacher. You can purchase gift cards there and register for classes and start whenever. You can start all throughout the year. So we keep registration open. So whenever you decide to start homeschooling, we're always available for registration. And yeah, I also agree with finding out the laws, because the last thing we want is us not knowing them and then finding out after graduation that they didn't have proper documentation or things like that. So definitely reading up on the laws in your state and how diplomas work if they graduate, if you're doing high school. Definitely doing some research on all of that is definitely your first step. And also just including your child in their educational choices, you know, like there's so many ways that this can look, and you really have the opportunity to tailor it to what fits the needs of your family. And that's one of the best things about homeschooling. If your child is, you know, struggling in the school district, it really gives them the opportunity to flourish. But you also need having their input and their buy-in will help tremendously, because, you know, you're going to learn from them in this process as well. So including them in the process and how they want it to look and what their future aspirations are, you know, you can set them up for a future. And if they're one of those kids who is really interested in something and knows what they want to do, you can set them up to get started on that early and set them up with the tools for that. And if they're like most kids and have no idea what they want to do, you know, you can really explore a lot of different things through your own field trips and your own, you know, building your own units. So it really gives the opportunity to set your child up for success. But you need their buy-in to be able to do that. So that's one of the great things about homeschooling. If you're going to a public school, you have no buy-in. You don't have an option of what you're going to learn. But this gives the opportunity that if they're really interested in something, if they have future goals or aspirations, you could start working towards that early and really set them up for success.
Yes, absolutely. I love so many things about you. You have so many tremendous qualities. But what you just said amplifies it all. You know, so rarely in any educational situation do I hear people talking about consulting with the children that will have to learn in that situation, right? I mean, I don't hear people saying, I'm going to ask them if they want to go to public school or not. You know, no, it's just going, right? And so what are the things we should talk about with our children as we begin the homeschool journey? Like, what do you recommend that we actually do discuss with them?
I mean, starting off early, I would talk about what school is. Why do we have school? Why are we in school? What does school even mean? You know, for especially for kids who grew up, who started in public schools, you know, schooling might mean, depending on their experience, it could mean totally different things to different kids. So kind of having discussions about what feels good to them, what excites them, what scares them, any of their concerns or you know, fears in the process of going to school. If they're just starting school in kindergarten, you know, that's a scary time for kids. If you're, you know, asking them what would you want school to look like? What would you want to learn? How do you think your brain likes to learn, you know, and they probably don't understand their brain, so they might not know, but they might be able to give you some interesting insights into how their brain works and what they're excited about and their fears, so you can kind of talk them through that and tell them it's normal and, you know, just give them the support they need, so no matter what choice or option you choose, that they're more prepared for it. I mean, I'm very big on just preparing kids for any new situation they're going to be in, whether it's going to school, whether it's going to a new friend's house on a play date, going on a long car ride, like really explaining that process and what it's going to look like and doing that over and over and over again, because kids need a lot of repetition. And just making sure that they have a voice in this and that no matter what they're feeling about it, that's okay, and you're going to help them through it. And then to just, you know, even if they're older kids, getting out a whiteboard and outlining what it might look like for them so they feel like they have control of their own education will really, I think, do wonders in, you know, giving them the confidence that what they're doing and what they're learning and their own ability is, you know, that they can do this no matter what setting they're in. So just, I think if they're young, starting easy about trying to introduce in developmentally appropriate ways how learning works and how we all learn differently and what ways do they like to learn, you know, and just kind of starting those conversations. Then if they're older, it's going to get more in depth and you're going to be able to get more into the feelings if they understand kind of what's going on in their own heads a little more. But yeah, I mean, I think keeping an open conversation always about it, you know, if it gets tough, you know, sitting down and having a school meeting, whether you're at home, you know, let's have a school meeting and figure out what's working and what's not and let them have input and say into what's going on. And it might not be exactly what you want to hear. So how can you compromise and, you know, guide you down a path where you're both happy. Everyone is happy in this situation. And that's going to teach problem-solving skills. It's going to teach patience and understanding in both you and your child and collaboration, which is, you know, schools are always talking about collaboration. But when you get in that setting as a teacher and there's so many kids and they're all at such different levels, and it's very hard to make that productive collaboration time, at least in elementary school, I found, because the kids haven't had the foundational skills to be able to do that.
Right.
So you can start those collaboration skills with your child early. That's going to help them advocate for themselves throughout their whole lives. And it's going to help you build a stronger relationship, build some trust with your own child.
Oh, that's brilliant. I mean, all of that is so helpful and so accessible. That's the best part of it. You can do that. You know, we can have that meeting. We can have that conversation. And so what about us? I mean, the parents, the caregivers, you know, sometimes the children are really excited about this. And then the parents are secretly like, what if I mess them up? What if I ruin their life? And I'm always quick to point out to people, well, check the stats. What are the statistics like for the school system that you were placing your child in? What are they like?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is the data from the school that your child would be attending? I mean, how? What's the success rate? What are the assessments and evaluations? How do people do there? And like for my particular case, I was like, you know, wow, really? This is a 3-star school system? You know, it's like, oh, 3 out of 5. Wow. Well, I could probably do that. You know, like I probably could do better
right.
than that.
Right.
Okay. So what do we say to parents who right now, everything, the children are on board with it, everyone's on board with it, but they just have that nagging little doubt. What if I ruin their life?
Oh, man. I mean, I love what you said is checking the stats of your school district, because I guarantee you, you will be shocked. People are talking about it a lot more now that we have a literacy crisis in this country, as well as a math crisis. College professors all over the states right now who are saying, you know, they're getting college freshmen in and they don't know how to write even a paragraph.
That's right.
And they're having to, you know, reteach basic math and literacy to college freshmen. Our kids right now who are graduating are not prepared for college. Let that make you feel better.
Yes, right.
And it's funny because, you know, as someone who taught in the school district, I saw kids who were doing amazing and kids who were falling really far behind. And the biggest indicator of that was if they had help at home in the first place, you know, if were their parents able to work with them and read with them and help them with their homework and do, you know, just be involved in their education. And the kids whose parents were able to do that, they were able to succeed. With the kids whose parents weren't able to do that, whether it was due to having to work 2 jobs or not having the family support or any of the reasons, they were the ones that were falling behind. So being involved in your kids' education is already going to put them light years ahead of many kids who aren't fortunate enough to have that.
That's right.
And so just right there, you know, if you're involved and you're willing to do what it takes to help them succeed, whether that means, sometimes that might mean getting them a tutor in math, because that's not your strongest subject. And every time you try to teach them math, you end up in a screaming match and it ends up horrible and you want to give up, you know, then there's your opportunity to say, okay, we've reached a point where I can't help you in this subject. So I'm going to find another resource. I'm going to find you an online class. I'm going to find you a tutor. I'm going to find you, you know, what we need to make this work, because it's hard. Sometimes you and your kid are not going to agree on everything and you're not going to be able to solve all of each other's problems, you know? So ask for outside help and don't be afraid to do that. And like I said, there's so many resources out there now. So you don't have to be the end all be all of your child's education just because you choose to homeschool. There's so many options to help you out there. So even if you are struggling, you can do this and you can figure out a way that will be good for both of you, you and your child.
Mm-hmm. And that's so well said. And this is where, really, I think Bold and Bright Academy comes in. I love the hybrid approach of homeschooling.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I think we should have everything that will help us, whatever that may be, right? It may be worksheets for some people. It may be videos for some people. It may be live classes for some. It may be curriculum for others. All of it, any of it, that will help our learners to have a good and happy experience. And so when I think about a hybrid approach, you know, you never have to go all in. You don't, it's not just you and your one-room schoolhouse against the world.
Yeah,
it is
exactly.
Certified teachers. It is other people and parents and other children, because children learn a lot from other children, too, and are inspired by other children, too. And I think about Bold and Bright Academy and hybrid programs that have live classes, that have the portal of all the classes that are taught by certified teachers, and they're right there. All you have to do is push play, and principles and things like that, just right there, curated for you. I love that. And, you know, sometimes people are surprised by that. I speak at homeschooling conferences, and people are like, oh, I'm sure you just completely invented the wheel, right? You made your own curriculum completely from scratch, right? And I'm like, no, I did not, because I want to enjoy teaching homeschool. I want to enjoy it. I want to learn. I want to spend the time with my children enjoying their company and learning with them, not so much in the research archives all the time. And so I think it's wonderful. Either way you choose, what works for your family is fabulous. But when I see a hybrid program, one thing it does is it removes the fear of failure. If I don't know how to teach this, thank God a certified teacher does. There's somebody that is already in my corner. We have a deep bench of help for you, and that's a beautiful thing. So what do we do? There's another thing I do want to acknowledge, too, is privilege. You know, I think we can't talk about homeschooling without talking about some amount of privilege. You know, that, you know, if you have to work 10 jobs or if you, you know. And so there is something called a supplement. And hybrid homeschooling allows for that. You know, maybe you can't full-time homeschool. Maybe you can't do that. But you can have some learning adventures with your child. You can have some things where you are involved in helping them through difficult areas that maybe the teacher's aide has too many students at the time to work with, or there's intense interest that won't get explored in public school, right? They, you know, they had dinosaur week already. You know, just it's over. But you and your child could have dinosaur month, year, whatever. And I want to talk about that a little bit. How could we use Bold and Bright Academy as a supplement? Like, maybe people who aren't going to go all in on homeschooling or can't for whatever reason, they can still have the benefit of this beautiful program, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, because so many of our classes are kind of do it at your own pace, they can do them when they get home from school or daycare or preschool or whatever your child's situation is. They could be launched anytime. Some of our families just have our on-demand program and use it as a better screen time option because they're tired of YouTube and they want, you know, they need to be able to sit their kid down in front of the TV to get something done, but they don't want to turn on trash, so they'll turn on one of our classes so their kids can learn and know that they're not going to end up somewhere crazy on the internet. Or maybe your child is struggling with one specific math skill in school, so they can go to our printables and print out some practice worksheets that you can do with them. Maybe they want to go on the computer, but you don't want them playing Roblox. They can go on and jump on some of our educational computer games. So it's flexible for whatever your needs are. And I also wanted to point out that when you're homeschooling, you don't have to sit down with your kid 7 hours a day like they are in school. It's a much different learning environment. So you don't have to spend as much time. You know, maybe you do work part-time or even full-time and you're worried about being able to put in the time, but you can get in a lot more stuff in a lot shorter time period if you're working one-on-one with a child than if they're in a class with 20 or 30 kids and it's not as tailored to their needs and levels. So don't think that when you decide to homeschool that you're going to have to be sat at a table for 7 hours a day slogging, you know, grinding away at worksheets. That's not how it has to be with homeschooling, which is one of the greatest aspects of it, is that it can be on your own time. Maybe you work in the morning and so you can't do school in the morning, so you can do it in the evening. Maybe that works better for you. Maybe you guys stay up late because you can sleep in, and so you're doing your schooling after dinner, you know, like it can be done anywhere and anytime. Maybe you guys like to travel. You do it on the road, you know? So it just gives so much more flexibility, and it doesn't have to be this thing where you need to be there all the time. There's lots of independent options, first of all, and it doesn't have to be the length of time needed for it is not the same length of time in a traditional school setting. So I think that's a big thing, too.
It's a huge thing, and I'm really thankful that you brought that out, because I think sometimes one of the great mistakes we make is thinking we have to replicate school at home. And, you know, when in reality we have the beautiful opportunity to do what works best for our family, for our learners. I mean, if weekends work for you, they work for you. You know, any time or day or whatever it is and how it is, you know, as long as we're staying within the legal guidelines, you are able to do so many things and be flexible and be free. When we come back from break, I want to talk about how homeschool can really teach a lifelong love of learning. We'll be right back after this.
To come and save her, better believe they get on their knees and pray hard. They pray hard and never look back once the world forgave you.
TalkTainmentRadio.com podcast is another way to go for those of you that's on the go. You can now get your favorite programs on most new cell phone technology. Let us work like a DVR and enjoy our podcasts for those shows you can't fit in your busy schedule. The Road to Featured Podcast. Type in TalkTainmentRadio.com. Go to homepage, scroll down to Featured Podcast. Click on Play or click on Subscribe for more programs. Or you have the option to download. Podcast is the way to go for you busy folks. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com. Another reason to come. Another reason to stay. Radio, the way it should be heard.
The COVID-19 vaccines can be our chance to get back to our plans. Who we are. What we miss. To get back to each other. To life. But it's okay to have questions, like, how were the vaccines tested? In rigorous clinical trials among adults of diverse backgrounds. Can the vaccines give you COVID-19? You cannot get COVID-19 from a vaccine. Why should I get vaccinated? Protecting yourself also helps protect the people around you. Find the latest information at GetVaccineAnswers.org.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring, it's volunteering in your community, it's shoveling a neighbor's snow, or cutting an elderly person's grass for them, or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Your daughter doesn't want to talk about why her room is a horrible mess. Your son doesn't want to talk about why he's wearing mismatching socks. Your spouse doesn't want to talk about their bad haircut. Families don't have to talk about everything. But they should talk to plan for an emergency. Pack basic supplies in a go bag. Water, canned food, flashlights, batteries, medical supplies, IDs, and some cash. Talk about where you'll meet in case you lose one another. And of course, don't forget to pack the dog treats. Talk to your family and make an emergency plan. Go to nyc.gov/readyny. Or call 311 to make your family's emergency plan. Brought to you by New York City Emergency Management and the Ad Council.
This is the sound of confidence soaring.
Our mission is to educate, inspire, and honor.
This is the sound of honor roaring.
We should never, never forget those that gave their lives.
This is the sound of a generation rising above.
337 for Bravo Fox Papa.
We want to be involved in the education of young people so that they can take our aircraft and the stories that our pilots tell and realize their own dreams.
The Commemorative Air Force honors the heroes of yesterday while educating and inspiring the heroes of tomorrow.
Your future and how you live your life is dependent on how you think.
You can learn more at commemorativeairforce.org right now.
If you don't clean up your room, the Board of Health is going to condemn it.
The Board of Health doesn't even know about your room. What's more, they don't care.
You know, if you keep making that face, it's going to freeze that way.
Not unless you're someplace really, really cold. Actually, a lot of the warnings moms hand out are a bit exaggerated.
If you don't get your blood pressure checked, you could have high blood pressure, not even know it, and you could die from a stroke.
But she's right about that one. Fact is, high blood pressure contributes to 200,000 American deaths each year, and a third of those who have high blood pressure don't know it. If they did, it'd be simple to treat. Call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA1 or visit AmericanHeart.org on the web to learn more. Better still, ask your doctor to check your blood pressure.
If you run without scissors,
it's the least you can do.
Meet Norm. He lives with anxiety. But with the help of this latest innovation from Be Normal, he can be normal, just like everyone else. With the swipe of a finger, you can project happiness, confidence, machismo. Why settle for being real when you can be normal? The Normal Maker. New from Be Normal.
This item doesn't really work because there's no such thing as normal. We're all different. What we like, how our brains work. In fact, 1 in 5 of us live with mental illness. Don't filter who you are. Start by talking to someone you trust. And remember, there is no normal.
Hi, everyone. Al Roker here. As a guy with his own catchphrase, I appreciate that after 75 years... Smokey's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But I'm filling in because there's a lot more to report. Like when it's dry or windy. Be careful burning yard waste, because wildfires can even start in your neck of the woods. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are, but I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Oh, I'm so happy every time this wonderful guest joins us. I just love to spend time with her, and I know you do too. Would you please reintroduce yourself to us?
Yes, I am Bethany Johnson. I'm the owner and founder of Bold and Bright Academy in Las Vegas, Nevada, and Bold and Bright Academy Online, our online learning platform for 2 to 10-year-olds.
I'm so glad you're here. Tell us how to get involved, how to register, how to sign up. What can folks do right now while they're motivated?
They can visit Bold and Bright Academy Online. That's the whole word, boldandbrightacademyonline.com. They can register for classes right on our website. They can set up a meet and greet if they have more questions. We have all of our information on there to get you set up with your journey.
Perfect. That's wonderful. One of the things I love so many things about homeschooling, but one of the things I deeply love is that I feel it's not just about what we teach and what we learn. It's about learning how to learn and learning to love learning. And those are things that follow us through life. If you know how to answer questions and solve problems, then anything that comes up, you can use critical thinking to navigate that. You know, and this is a beautiful opportunity as homeschool families to just teach and inspire that kind of love of learning and the ability to learn. What do you think about that?
I absolutely agree. I think one of the ways that homeschooling helps build that lifelong love of learning is just allowing you to personalize their education based on your child's interests and their learning styles, the pace that they need to go. It really gives you flexibility to tailor it to your child. You know, when people talk about individualized learning, this is it. You are able to teach them through the best methods for them, how they learn, and what they're interested in. It's really hard to get, I mean, even adults, getting me to pay attention to something that I'm not interested in it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm interested in a subject, mm-hmm. I will deep dive into that subject and learn everything I can about it.
Yes.
So there are ways mm-hmm. to learn all of the reading and math and science standards and tailor it to what interests your child. So they're not just sitting there being given information that they're not going to retain because they don't care about. They're going to remember this stuff because it was something that they were really interested in and they're excited about and they feel confident about it. And they can learn all the skills they need to learn through things that they already know and love. And
mm-hmm.
then you can introduce them to new things by branching off. And so I think it definitely builds problem solving and, you know, all these things that you just talked about, because it allows them to be more in control of their own education, which is empowering. What we want is empowered kids. We want our kids to be empowered with knowledge, with, you know, we want them to feel like they are a vital part to their community, you know? So what ways can you build that in your own child? You can empower them with the knowledge that they're interested in and that will help them, you know, in life, not just in a classroom, not just on a standardized test. You are able to teach them everything because school cannot teach them everything. It can teach them how to read and write. It can teach them how to be social, but it can also teach them how to conform, how to, you know, it can also teach them stuff that we might not want them to learn. So
mm-hmm,
if they're in control of that, and if they're in control of that, that's really going to empower them to want to learn. And
mm-hmm.
it's not, you know, so many times, I mean, I was like this in school. Going to school was just like a chore. It was something
I have to do.
I have to. Yeah, but that's not what we want learning to be. You know, we want learning to be exciting and fun. And that doesn't mean that you have to, you know, put on a show for them every day. It just means that they get to have input in what they're learning and how they learn it. And I also wanted to stress, if on your homeschool journey at any time you are in the spot where it's not working and you are not happy with what's going on, you can always change things up. And that goes back to having input from your child, but
mm-hmm.
you're in control. You know, when things aren't working in the school district, you don't have much control. When you're teaching at home and you realize, oh my gosh, this isn't working for either of us, you're in control and you can change the way, you know, the times, the curriculum, the everything about it. So you really have the flexibility to kind of make mistakes and learn from them and figure out what works best for your family.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. And one of the other great things that we have, too, is community. We have other
mm-hmm.
people. You know, if you feel like you are struggling, there is somebody who knows what you should do. There is somebody
yeah.
who can help you, who has been through it before. I mean, I'm amazed at how many times parents have the answers to really super
mm-hmm.
simple things, right? Like, you know, you're thinking, oh my goodness, this is the most disastrous thing I have ever experienced. And they're like, oh yeah, I went through that. And this is what we did. And you're like, wow.
mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And so that's why I really encourage hybrid homeschooling, because you don't have to do it yourself. You don't have to do it all. You don't have to do it all alone. And then it can also be a supplement, you know, a supplement to
mm-hmm.
the education your child is already receiving. And I do want to say, I know there are some dedicated and truly, truly involved teachers and administrators. There are some schools doing really good work. And so we love those schools. We are appreciative of those schools. But we love the fact also that we can make the choice, whatever that may be. And that choice could change, right? This choice could change. Yeah. Maybe your children are homeschooled and then they decide they want to go to high school and have that experience. Or maybe they're homeschooled all the way through, or maybe they, you know, make different choices, or one child is homeschooled and another goes to school. We see a lot of that.
Right.
We see all kinds of things happening in families. And the beauty is the freedom. So how do we make the most of the freedom without sliding into the ditch on the other side, which is chaos and mayhem? people, no one's learning anything. They're just, you know, it's so much freedom that it's actually not liberty. So what do we do with, how do we stay out of the ditch on the other side?
Oh, that's a good question, because I do see that happen a lot.
Where I do too.
It almost goes to the other end of the spectrum, and then you're kind of having fears of educational neglect, you know, that type of thing.
Right, exactly.
So once again, I think it takes a lot of introspection and self-reflecting on what not only your child's best way to learn, but your how you can teach, you know, and what you can teach and what you feel comfortable teaching and what you need to ask for help in. I also think routine is important. Kids thrive on routine. So even if you don't have anywhere to be, trying to set a schedule for your learning, it doesn't have to be in the morning, or it can look like whatever you want, but just so they know when learning time is, what their expectations are for learning. You know, are you letting them sit and read on the couch? Totally fine. Some kids will fall asleep doing that, and you're like, okay, well, this isn't working. Let's go sit outside under a tree so we can get some fresh air while we do our reading. You know, just making adapting to what if something's not working, but also making sure that you are sticking to your values, your goals, you know, doing your own type of assessments, which doesn't have to look like standardized assessments. It can look like anything. But if you're assessing them and, you know, what they're retaining, you're able to know what you need to review, what they need to go over. If maybe they already know this and it's too slow and you don't need to go back and teach all this, you can move forward, and maybe that will ignite their interest a little more. So definitely giving them some type of assessment so you can see if what you're doing is working and if they're retaining it, and just to give yourself some accountability. But I think having consistency in whatever you choose to do is the biggest thing, because it can be really easy when you don't have to be anywhere at a certain time to kind of just, oh, we're just gonna, you know, relax today, and then that kind of can, or not even relaxing, but, you know, just if you don't have the consistency, it's hard to for them, because they don't know what to expect every day. And it's hard for you to get motivated. So, and once again, involve your child in this. If they don't want to get up early and first thing do their math work, you know, what's the best time of the day where we feel the most motivated to get this work done? And, you know, plan your schedule around that. Lots of breaks, but just giving that, I think giving them a say, keeping consistent routine, knowing that if it's not working, you can always change it up and have another school meeting to figure out what you need to do to incentivize things a little more. But staying consistent with the routine, I think, is probably one of the biggest things, because it can be very easy to fall into complacency. And then you feel the guilt and the overwhelm of, oh no, we didn't get this done and this done and this done, and that's not going to help anyone. So
no,
keeping open communication, keeping consistency with it will definitely help, and making sure that you know, in whatever assessments you choose, you are just monitoring where they are, because if they haven't mastered a skill and you're wanting to move on to the next skill, but they haven't built the foundation from the first skill, because and you don't really realize that because you didn't get a good assessment on if they learned the last skill, then it's going to kind of snowball, and they're going to, if they don't learn the original skill, then moving on to the next one, and it's going to end in frustration because they don't have the skills they needed from before. So I think making sure that they do master before you move on will also help with that feeling of frustration when they're not quite getting something that you thought they would be getting by now.
I'm so glad you said that. I encourage every parent, please don't be afraid of evaluations and assessments. You know, that's not a commentary on you as a parent, and it's not anything negative about your child. In fact, you might be pleasantly surprised. You know, we have outside assessments, and I'm always a tad bit surprised, pleasantly so, I'm like, wow, okay. And so I want to encourage you just like that. It's like people who don't go to the doctor because there might be something wrong with them. Well, it's wrong whether you're at the doctor or not. But if you go to the doctor, perhaps they can help you fix it before it becomes something worse. And
that's actually a really good point, speaking of the doctor, is that if you have any concerns, because I think one benefit to them is that if there are any learning disabilities or anything like that, they have resources there to kind of get them evaluated or start you on that process. And if you're in the school district, if you're homeschooled, you might not have that. Like, I had a speech impediment up until I was like 11 years old, and it never I never got speech therapy for it because I didn't have teachers telling my mom, like, oh, let's get her evaluated for speech therapy. And
that's
something that, you know, if I would have been in the school district, that would have happened. So if you have any concerns, bring it up to your pediatrician. Don't be afraid to do that. You know, you can get the resources, but it's kind of hard to know what's going on when you're homeschooling and that's not your profession. You know, you don't have experience in this. So don't feel ashamed or bad or anything about bringing any concerns to your doctor so you can get some evaluations if you're concerned about anything, learning disabilities or any sort of delays. You can still get those services. And actually, at least in where I am in Las Vegas, you can still get like early intervention services for free, even if you're not in the school district. So don't hesitate to, if you're feeling like something might be off or they're struggling with something that you're not able to pinpoint, don't hesitate to bring that up to your child's doctor and see what evaluations, because it might be something, you know, even something like dyslexia or something like that, where you're just like, I can't teach them to read. It's not working. What I'm doing is wrong. And really, they just need a different way of teaching, or they need some sort of different therapy. And if they don't get that, it could put them behind. So that is one thing that I always encourage parents to do is, because I see it a lot in the community, that they may have their child may be struggling with a delay that they don't know about. So, you know, bringing any concerns up to your doctor when it comes to learning delays or social delays or anything, I encourage you to do that.
Well, that was worth the whole show right there, because you just helped somebody. Somebody needed to hear that today, and they heard it from you. And all of the other things you've shared with us today have been just really bold and bright. Fantastic. Oh, so tell us one last time as we close, where can we find you? Where can we register, find out more?
Yes, you can visit boldandbrightacademyonline.com to register for classes or to sign up for a meet and greet, meet with the teachers. We're also on social media, YouTube at Bold and Bright Academy. You'll see some clips from my classes on there. If you visit me on Instagram or TikTok or Facebook at Bold and Bright Academy, I have some parent teaching hacks on there. And let's see, I think that's all of them.
Oh, thank you so much for being here with us today. I loved every minute of this conversation, and we love and appreciate you so much. I'm already looking forward to when you come back again.
Yay, me too. Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure to talk with you about all of this. I really appreciate having me on.
Thank you to all of you who listen. Thank you for all of you who support us and help us do what we do. We have these wonderful conversations, and I can't wait till we have another conversation with me, Dawn Karima. I'll see you next time.
You come and save her. Better believe they get on their knees and pray her. They pray her. And never look back once the world forgave you.
She Lord, can you come and save her? Let her believe it, get on her knees and pray her.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. Talktainmentradio.com.